I'm Patty Campbell for the Virginia Voice, and today we welcome Janina Bognar, who is the Care Management Coordinator at JFS. Welcome, Janina.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. Care Management Coordinator at JFS. First, tell us a little bit about JFS.
JFS is a social service agency in Richmond that has been around since 1849. We have care management, home care and skilled care, counseling, volunteer services, and an adoption program. Care management essentially is eyes and ears or a surrogate family member. Oftentimes, we get involved in families who have a loved one out of state, a daughter, a son, or other relative, and their aging parent is in Richmond, usually living alone or with their spouse, who needs some extra attention to keep them safe and as independent as possible in their home, or if that's not possible, to help them transition to a more appropriate place to live. And we also continue to follow them there to make sure that the care that they are receiving is appropriate for their living circumstance.
Contrast care management with home care.
What we do in care management is we go in and we do a full psychosocial and functional assessment. So we look at everything from how independent people are with dressing and bathing and meal preparation to laundry and housekeeping, their emotional status, whether they may be depressed or not, whether they have some dementia or not, how safe they are in their home, their medications, how often they're getting to the doctor, that kind of thing. Then based on that and what the family is looking for and the client is looking for, we come up with a plan. And oftentimes we will help put that plan into place. And that may involve bringing in some home care or personal care or bringing in some volunteer services, a friendly visitor to stop by once a week. That may involve bringing them to the doctor and sitting with them in the doctor's office. So we are a second set of eyes and ears that hear what the doctor is saying and then can communicate back to the family and keep them updated on how their parent or loved one is doing. So we will work in conjunction with the home care department or other home care agencies to keep people healthy and safe in their home. We connect all the pieces together.
I noticed that one of the services listed under care management is bill paying.
We have a bill paying program, which we just started about 4 or 5 years ago, and it grew out of a need that we were seeing with clients. We had a client who, they had plenty of money, but they were not able to keep up with their bills, so they were at risk for their lights being turned off. When we became involved with them, we saw that need, and we stepped in and we tried to help them get their finances back together in a manner that they could manage, or we could help them manage so that their lights wouldn't be turned off. And it has grown into a program where we become power of attorney on a checking account, have the bills redirected to us, and we will pay with their own funds the bills to make sure that they're paid on time, that things are being looked at appropriately, there aren't any scams or frauds happening or incorrect charges, and keeping people independent again in their home by helping them manage finances. And that can become so overwhelming as people age. Things can become so confusing, especially with medical bills and that type of thing. So it's a real relief to have someone else pay the bills for them.
It's that help that you need as you get older to get from your kids. And if they're not around, or if you didn't have kids, this is a very good program to help you out.
Right.
Are care managers primarily hired by the adult children of parents who need this kind of care, or primarily hired by older people who need this kind of care and just don't have the help?
We're primarily hired by the children. We are also largely a fee-for-service program. We're not covered by Medicare or any private insurance. So often older adults don't see the benefit of paying the fees for our services. They feel like they can do it themselves or they can call on a neighbor, when in fact that may not be true, and the children will see the benefit more so than the older adult.
Money is often an issue in these situations. What are the fees?
The assessment, which can take anywhere from 2 to 5 hours, depending on the complication of things, and that includes from leaving our office to doing the in-home assessment with the older adult, returning to the office and writing a report. so it summarizes everything that we found in the recommendations. That type of service is $100 an hour. Any straightforward follow-up care management work, such as getting people to the grocery store, or a weekly check-in visit, or a monthly check-in visit, coordinating some doctor's appointments, that's $55 an hour. We are also on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we have a rotation of different staff members in the care management department. And if we are called out on an evening or a weekend, that fee is $90 an hour.
But the fees are for time you're actually spending. It's not like a retainer that has to be paid every month to have this service in place.
Correct. You do not get billed unless we do something for you.
Are there many people who use care management services from JFS?
Absolutely. Right now we have a caseload of about 35, which is, for me, a perfect caseload. And the level of care that I provide to these people really varies. We're very, very individualized, very personalized. Some people I will check in on just once a month, and that's all they will get billed for. Other people I see once a week for a doctor's appointment, and then I may see them a couple of days later to make sure that they picked up their prescriptions or to pick up a prescription for them, or I'll communicate with their family members. So it depends on what the situation is and what the person needs on how intense the care management is.
Okay. If we've got a listener who is interested in finding out more about care management services, should they just give you a call?
Absolutely. Yep. Just give me a call. The number is 804-282-5644, and I'm at extension 245.
Okay, that's 804-282-5644. Well, thank you very much, Janina. We've enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
We've been talking with Janina Bognar, who is the Care Management Coordinator at JFS. I'm Patty Campbell for the Virginia Voice.